Living in the Northwest, it comes as no surprise that many people love the outdoors. You may like to hike, camp, fish, hunt while enjoying the scenery of the region. Well, perhaps you felt particularly connected to nature and would consider yourself a worshiper of nature. For our occasional series on religion and spirituality in the Northwest, here's a report on the only Shinto shrine on mainland U.S. soil and how inclusive the Shinto religion is. Off Crooked Mile Road in Granite Falls, Washington, stands a giant wooden torii. This Japanese arch marks the entrance to the only Shinto shrine on mainland U.S. soil, the Tsubaki Grand Shrine of America. It's serene here, with cedar trees rising up along the banks of the Pilchuck River. This is a perfect location for a shrine because the essence of Shintoism is the love and reverence of nature, as well as the worship of kami spirits. You know that spiritual uplift you get when you stand at the edge of the ocean or as you're looking up at trees soaring up into the forest canopy? Well, the Japanese say that connection is because of the kami spirits. They're everywhere, in nature and the universe, but also in buildings, furniture, and objects. Kami have good and evil, as well as positive and negative traits. Shinto is the indigenous spirituality of Japan, with nearly 4 million people practicing worldwide. The vast majority of Japanese consider themselves non-religious, but do take part in Shinto and Buddhist rituals and celebrations. The Tsubaki Grand Shrine of America is home to Sarutahiko Okami, the ancestor of all earthly kami. Different shrines are home to different kami. In a less ethereal sense, the Tsubaki Grand Shrine of America is also home to one of the world's first non-Japanese Shinto priests, the Reverend Lawrence Koichi Barish. A tall man with a white beard and obviously not Japanese, Barish recounts his calling with a cadence that reflects his time in Japan.
About 27 or 28 years ago, I first went to Tsubaki Grand Shrine in Japan, and when I went there, I had the really strong experience.
A calling?
Yeah, it was kind of really, really kind of a special life moment. Maybe the most amazing place I've ever been in the world. I liked it so much, the vibration in particular, I felt was the truest expression of human beings progressing in harmony with divine nature. And I was really very, very, very profoundly affected and profoundly moved by it. I was curious, was it possible for me to become Shinto priest? And I learned it was impossible.
Because?
Because in the thousands of years of a Jinja Shinto, there had been no non-Japanese Shinto priest.
He was told he could not be a priest, but no one told him he could not build his own shrine. So he did, here in Granite Falls. He named it Kanagara Jinga. At that time, the Tsubaki Grand Shrine of America was in Stockton, California. It was built in 1987 with a direct connection to the Tsubaki Okami Yashiro Shrine in Japan, one of Shinto's oldest and most significant shrines. Reverend Barish traveled between the two spots in California and Japan to learn how to take care of his own shrine.
And eventually, my teacher, my main teacher, Yamamoto Guji, Sendai Guji, the previous high priest of Tsubaki Grand Shrine, he decided that I should receive a license of a Jinja Shinto priest. And it was maybe the first time in history for such thing to happen. And he consulted with a number of other people, really kind of high-level people in the world of Shrine Shinto, and they decided to make it happen.
In 2001, 17 acres in Granite Falls was donated to the Tsubaki Grand Shrine of America. Coincidentally, it was across the street from Barish's shrine. It was then decided by the Shinto priests in America to combine the shrines in Washington. Rituals are at the heart of Shinto. Reverend Barish conducts ceremonies and blessings for those who come to the shrine. And because it is the only shrine on the mainland, Reverend Barish receives many requests from members around the United States for blessings. There are special ceremonies for the construction of a new building, the start of a new business, marriages, births. People will seek ceremonies to avoid misfortune and for the significant 40th and 70th birthdays. Reverend Barish has seen a growing number of people attend New Year's celebration at Tsubaki Grand Shrine of America, with nearly 1,000 people attending last year. Now, Shinto is inclusive, which means you can practice a different religion and also take part in Shinto ceremonies. Walking around the grounds with Reverend Barish, he shows me the different stations and smaller shrines where people place their wishes and fortunes.
This is a special statue. It was gifted by shrine members in Idaho, interestingly enough. And this is a statue representing the main kami of the shrine, Sarurai Go Kami.
Idaho?
Yeah, we have shrine members all over.
I'm curious, were they Japanese?
No.
All are welcome to the Tsubaki Grand Shrine of America. Their next festival is the Great Fall Ceremony on October 13th, when the inner shrine is opened and special food is offered to Okami, the ancestor of all Kami spirits. For pictures and more information on this story and others in our Northwest Religion and Spirituality series, go to nwpr.org.